Warning, the following conversations are probably not going to be good for younger listeners. Some people may find some topics offensive, but if that's the case, you probably don't want to listen to these three wankers anyway. Go find something less interesting.
Hi guys and girls, welcome back to episode 3 of Same Genus, Different Species. You are joined again by your favourite T-Side panel, EB. So far she hasn't got anything shoved between her tits, but that could change. There's Andy. I can already see that the sarcastic bastard's ready to explode. And then there's me. The first of her name, Queen of the Andals and the First Men, Protector of the Seven Kingdoms, the Mother of Dragons, the Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, the Unburnt, the Breaker of Chain.
This is the wrong show for that.
Anyway, how's everyone doing?
I'm still here. I'm here every week. I purchased a brand new laptop.
We're here, it's expensive money.
Yeah, if you don't know, I am extremely cheap, and I will not shell out money for myself. A lot. I tend to pay out money for other people quite frequently. So I don't spend money on myself and I'll make do with like the shittiest stuff. But if somebody else that like needs something, I'm all for it. I'll get that person sorted. You know what I mean? Your birthday was recent, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is supposed to be my birthday episode.
But like I'll spend money on like buying you stuff because you'll like it. But I don't spend the same on myself. I'll look at something, I'll be like, oh, that's a bit much. I'll find something cheaper for me. But then I'll look at something for someone else and go, ah, it's worth it because it's for them.
All right, let's jump straight into it, guys. First up, we have the if.
Ooh. Let's see what we got this week. Some of that real
sticky, icky, icky. Ooh. These get progressively worse. Let me just clarify this. Right?
Wouldn't so expect might... anything else.
So the first two are quite tame, but the last one, oh God, it, yeah, drives me. So first ick we've got, when you're talking to a lad and you're talking about what you can do on the first date and he comes out with, well, you can just come over to my house if you want, or why don't you fancy just come over here?
Oh, is this the old Netflix and chill thing?
Yeah. Now that to me really pisses me off, because as soon as someone says that, it's like, no, I don't want to talk to you no more. Because it's just instigating what they want straight off the bat.
This is once again leading into the same fear that I had before, which is, are we going to get murdered?
Yeah, pretty much.
So is this only ick if it's the first time chatting and that's the first of meets?
Yeah, so like say, first time you meet someone, you don't want to be at someone stranger's house, do you?
You're not supposed to do that. I'm going to have to rethink my life, I think.
My experience with this is, if I've been talking to a lad, it's like, what, like week one, right? And he's like, oh, we should go on a date. And he's like, oh, but I don't know what to do. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't know what to do either. And he's like, well, you could always just come over here. And I'm like, no. Then that just makes me retract and just not want to talk to him anymore.
Is there a number where it's acceptable for the old Netflix and chill to start taking approach? Or is it just generally on feel?
I would say at least get the first meeting out of the way.
Yeah, you want to at least meet the person first. Yeah. You don't want to go to a stranger's place.
Maybe date three. But then again, yeah, maybe date three. Because you can, I'm not being funny, but you can guarantee that sex is going to happen and then, can't you?
You guarantee it by date three?
No, you can,
so no, I'm quite approved,
no,
broad.
No, I mean, like, you can guarantee if you go over to someone's house that sex is going to happen. So let's leave it to at least date three. Have the first two good dates to get to know each other, and then after that you can kind of chill a little bit and start going to people's house, like go over to each other's houses.
See, that's a nick. Women just think men just want sex. It's just a screw.
It's true, that's why.
Oh God, it is. It's
you're speaking from experience.
It's the sad truth. But anyway.
So first meet, yeah, it's wary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because
are we saying that's a petty ick? Are we saying that's an actual ick?
You think that's, I'm gonna say that's a cautious ick. It's a safety preventing ick, isn't it?
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
I think it is a safety thing, isn't it? Like I said, you don't want to get murdered. This has happened. I was actually listening to a podcast the other day, and there was somebody who was on, oh, what was it? It was a dating website. I can't remember which one. And there was a guy who was pretending to be a woman. and he had a photograph of like a woman on his profile, and he was talking and acting like as if he was this woman, and he was luring people to his house on the pretense of dating and saying, oh, come and pick me up from my house. And they were going to his house, and he was waiting for them in the garage with a balaclava and a hammer.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
What's their handle? I fancy my chances.
So there was like three people that ended up murdered because of this. Because he lured them with this fake photograph of this fake woman to the house.
So was it obviously guys, like luring guys?
Yeah, so he was pretending to be a woman, luring men to his house and murdering men. But obviously there's other things as well where you've got men that are luring women, but it was, yeah, this one was men.
Yeah, I'm massively interested in this because I love...
This needs to be the crime spin-off of our show, I think. Crime, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Right, it's moving on to Tick... No.
Tick?
TikTok. Yeah. Oh, right, so moving on to Ick 2. Making the beep noise himself on a self-checkout.
Oh, that's
then
brilliant.
Again, being in a car with you, right? You've got more sound effects than fucking Star Wars producer or whatever, but
wow.
Like...
That's true.
Yes. So he's literally sort of going beep, doing his weekly shop.
Yeah. Maybe that just gives some sort of security to clarify that it's been scanned. He's like, beep, right?
Or,
yeah. Definitely.
Or is he nicking and hiding?
Possibly.
He might be sort of going beep, there's the bananas. Beep, there's the chicken. Oh, yogurt's on me. Do you know what I mean? There could be a bit of shoplifting going on here, I think. Yeah.
Funny one that.
It shows. I'm a bit silenced with this. It's shown a bit of character, but I think maybe as a one off, as a bit of a beep. Oh, that was it. If he's doing it like beep and you're like, the joke's got old.
He's addicted to doing it.
You know, like, oh, my jokes where they get really old really fast. Do you know what? I can imagine how that could grate on you.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to think if I've ever done that.
I can definitely say I've never done that.
If you're Andy's wife, can you write in, please? I can imagine something like that grits because it's a bit like it's a one-time joke, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's one of those as well, and he'd be like, oh, but no one's done this before.
Oh,
and then like
fucking when the plane lands.
Yeah. And this, what is that about, by the way? We're saying, wait, we landed. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now we'll get onto that next time. But yeah, Ryanair, they're still clapping. You end up in a farmer's field. You don't even know.
They just know they're clapping because they're still alive. That's why they're clapping.
No, I'm gonna I can imagine that gets really old really fast, but almost like, you know, like a female in a car making sort of noises. I don't know who does that like.
Feel seen.
Yeah, I can imagine that gets really old really fast. So yeah, massive.
An actual lick.
I'm gonna say actual lick.
Yeah, I think
I'm gonna say actual lick.
Yeah,
if I do that at any point, call me out on it.
Right, no problem. Right, drum roll. Are you ready for this final ick? Now, oh my God.
No.
Right.
Bring it.
He referred to my lady part as her. So he said, can I kiss her? Oh, she looks good.
Oh, my friend had this happen to
no.
them. Yeah.
Explain.
My friend had this happen to them. So she she was like, there's this guy that she was seeing. And it was the first time that they'd done it, and he was in the bed, and he just sort of like, you know, the kiss like down your body, worked his way down to her, and then he was like, oh, she's looking good today. And she was,
no.
And she was like, oh God, no.
I mean, oh, I'm not God. Being funny. What's the next stage? Like, does he start serenading it? Does he start giving
no.
songs? It's that time of the month, lady in red. Ah, sorry if anyone's been eaten.
It's actually making me cringe, like, even thinking about it right now. Like, it's just, that's just, no. It's like, you just want to say, right, get the fuck back up here. End of. We're rolling over, just watching a movie.
The fuck back up here.
Watching a movie now, forget it.
Yeah.
She still did it with him. But then the first thing that she messaged me, when I said, how was your night last night? She said, he called my vag her.
Oh,
and I was like, hang on, what? Give me some context there.
I think the only way that is acceptable is when you call my penis her because it's so small. So it's almost like it's all my getting the world's biggest clit. But
dick.
Oh, proud to be average.
Dangerous that. So is that an actual dick or a etie?
Plus, there's things, isn't there, where like, do girls name their like the tits and stuff?
No. Or, no.
Canel. I'm sure they've got, like, they call them the twins, don't they? And, like, they've got names to them, like Bobby Lou and Betty Sue or something. I don't know.
Which girls have had, like, boob jobs, maybe, because they're proud to name them.
All right, okay.
I sometimes refer to them as the girls.
This one's saying, so the girls and then, obviously, the other woman's obviously down below, isn't she?
I suppose that's all right for a girl to do, though, because that's her body. But I don't want you going down to me and be like, oh, she looks good. Like, bleh. Oh, God, no, it's making me really bad.
Oh, did I ever tell you the story about going down, right?
And here we go.
Just to throw this in. Here we go. Right? So there was a girl I worked with, right? And if she's listening to this, then please write in. She asked me once. She said, what's it? God, I'm sorry. Right? She asked me what it was like going down on a woman, right? And what did it taste like, right? So me, being as random as ever, I didn't want to answer truthfully and sort of go, well, you know, it's got a bit of an onion taste, right?
Oh, God.
Right. So I said,
from my experience.
Oh.
So I turned around and I said, best way I can describe it is, have you ever licked a lemon? Right? And she looked at me really strange. And I sort of said, yeah, well, when you lick a lemon, you need to do that. Oh, and shake your face like that. And I didn't think anything of it, right? Until I went to a wedding. Right? And apparently that night, the fiancé had tried to go down, right? And she went, oh, no. Mitch said it tastes like lemons. And I said, never ever, in the heat of passion, mention my name. I say it tastes like something else. So yeah, the joke totally backfired on me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. So a joke of me going, tastes like lemons because I licked it and didn't want it. Because of the bitterness, right? Yeah. Ended up backfiring on me. So there's my little story about going down.
Apparently, wow. If you eat specific fruits and stuff, you can make it taste like different things.
Oh, couldn't you?
Pineapple. It's a winner.
Pineapple is is a favourite one, yeah.
The winner.
Pineapple. I think it's something to do with the enzymes and the acidity in pineapple. You can actually make your vagina taste like pineapple.
Makes it taste sweet.
Yeah.
The Italian's now gone, just don't put it on my pizza.
It tends to be more like citrusy. The more citrusy fruits that you get, is that it can... it can change the taste of it. So yes.
Cranberry juice one, or is that for like a UTI?
If you get electric shocks, she's got something going on down there.
You use cranberry juice for curing STIs, UTIs.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, you use it for clearing out your urinary tracts and stuff, but you could possibly end up with it tasting like cranberries.
You can one level here away from having a pH lick chart going on. Yeah, we're not going to have a lickathon on the pod to find out who's tastes like what.
So Andy's being his usual arsehole. So that will lead us on to the arsehole of the week, shall we? Shall we jump into that?
Oh, I love these.
Let's jump into an arsehole, why not?
Jump into the arsehole.
That's a request.
You suck.
Okay, I've got a story. It concerns a dog and a dildo.
Oh no.
Here we go. Last night, I came home from work to find that my girlfriend had decided to throw away my fleshlight. I asked her why, and she said, I don't really use it, nor do I need it anymore with her around. I was annoyed that there was no consultation about it, so I decided to get even. I took her dildo from a drawer and started playing fetch with the dog. I thought it would be funny to see her dog running around with a big purple dildo in its mouth. But when my girlfriend saw, she flipped out, grabbed the dildo off the dog and started hitting me with it in the back garden.
What are the neighbours thinking?
I know, she's furious that it's chewed up. Am I the arsehole here when she's the one who started it?
Fucking hell. Please tell me the dog was called Roger. Come here, Roger!
Wow. That is something else, that.
I love this. It's just, this story is just so full of pettiness. It's brilliant. I love it so much.
I love the level of pettiness, don't get me wrong. I really do. But does he not understand how fucking expensive dildos are?
Does she not understand the same price as the fleshlight?
Well, yeah, it's a very good point.
I'm going down another route with this.
Go on.
That dog was so happy. and it's had its toy ripped out of its mouth. This is a dog dad speaking here. Just let the dog have the toy.
Oh, I'm feeling sorry. You can't dangle it in front of it and then let it, like, and then take it away from it.
Fucking pets at bone over there, like, yeah. Oh.
Wow. Oh, God.
What's that dog thinking? You've given me it now, like. Yeah. That's, I mean, just to run out, I'm beating with said dildo. Yeah.
Well, you reap what you sow.
What would you do if you're literally, like, you're just sat here now and you're watching, like, whatever show's on there, like, and then, like, someone just runs out, someone's whacking someone with a dildo. You
that
think
would
GTA's
be absolutely
took over,
hilarious. You'd have to film it, wouldn't you, if you saw that outside?
That's one of those, like, you won't believe what...
You won't believe what I've just seen.
Yeah. That's
in shock. Generally, I'm in shock. Do you want another update? Yeah. Oh, my God, there's update. Oh, go for it.
Oh, my God.
Update.
Please tell me the dog's okay.
My girlfriend didn't actually throw my fleshlight out. She just hid it in the drawer and I found... I don't know why she did that and lied to me, but I feel like I am an asshole now for destroying one of her toys. How was I supposed to know? So, now I have a question, right? Does this mean that he's going to then have to go and buy her a dildo? Because I would love to see that exchange in, like, Ann Summers or something. Like, he's at the till and he's just buying his dildo and he's just like, yeah.
It's not for me.
Not for me. I accidentally give my girlfriend's dildo to the dog.
I've actually got another story.
Oh, go on then.
There was a guy I used to work with, right? People shouldn't work with me.
I think I know this story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this story.
So,
I'm just new to all these stories. Know.
This is what it's all about. This pod is about entertaining you, right? Honestly. So this guy was like an ex-bouncer. He was all like Mr. Macho, and he was always telling me and bragging like what he got for his girlfriend that week. Everything was like, you know, the fucking vibrator 3000, like, this is going up at night and it's plugged in the national grid, right? I always wanted to go around and check on her and make sure she was still breathing, some of the stuff he bought. Anyway, so every dinner time, he'd be like, well, I'm going to go to Ann Summers and get this new toy, right? So then he started to say, well, you can come if you want, because I think it was a brag.
Right.
So, yeah, one time, I thought, I'm going to just have a bit of an awkward moment for him because he's too male and proud. So when we got to the front, right, I went, are you sure you're going to get that one for her? And he was like, yeah. So we got the till. And just as he was about to get served, I went, No, stop. Because if that's going up my ass, right, I should have the choice, right? Because the problem is, you just force these things in me, right? And I went full, like, I was abusive.
Okay.
And he never went again.
Never invited you again.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Did he still buy the toy?
He put it back. The best thing was when one of the lasses followed me out the shop and went, do you need to talk? Do you need any help? And she generally was going to ring the police and thought I was getting all sorts of, utensils up my back passage.
I love that.
But I just wanted to embarrass him because I was sick of hearing how she was getting, like, mauled every week by these sort of, he's pulling these things out like some out of lock stock, like, ready to go.
So he just buys them all online now.
I think it's going to be an episode of Spragging on Work College.
So now Ann Summers doesn't get business anymore, but Love Honey's making a killing.
Yeah.
So yeah. So are we deciding on who's arsehole on it then?
I think she might be the arsehole.
She started it.
I think she's the arsehole here, yeah.
And he brought it on herself.
He's done that. All right then, if you're gonna play that game.
Just retaliate.
I'm gonna go her. Yeah. Don't mess with a man's fleshlight.
Yeah.
Otherwise your dildo's gonna get fucking mauled by a dog.
Yeah. There you go. See.
Great.
Yeah.
That's a life lesson. Learned today, I think.
So, yeah, there's kind of a bit of a stigma around it, isn't there? I suppose that kind of links in, doesn't it, to our next section. Well, let's talk about our stigma.
Break the stigma.
What are we going to do this week, then?
So we've had two kind of heavy ones, haven't we? We've had sort of cancer and we've had...
LGBTQ.
Yes, we've had all that stuff. So we're thinking... All stigmas can sort of, it can apply to most things, can't it? So we're going to go a bit more lighthearted. So one of the stigmas, it's kind of like bathroom behaviour.
Yeah.
Public bathroom.
So I can't speak for what it's like in a girl's environment. I mean, actually, maybe I can. Yeah. There was a point where I used to think you had your holes on your back because you couldn't hit the fucking toilet seat.
Isn't that a man's problem?
I swear to God, some of the junk that gets left on women's toilets anyway, right? Don't ask me how I know, right? So I'm not gonna shame anyone else from this pod. But Yeah, it's that kind of etiquette in a toilet. Also, it's the whole, if you're in the toilet cubicle, right, and you sat there and you're thinking, right, I'm about to blow, right, and someone walks in, what do you do as females?
Oh, Jesus. Try not to. It's the worst thing. You know what, right, I pick and choose my moment. So if I'm in a toilet, don't get me wrong, the best place to go, and I love it, is Wetherspoons toilets, because there tends to be like a lot of cubicles in a Wetherspoons, isn't there? So
yeah.
Anyone's to blame there.
So anyone's to blame.
It's the ones where it's like two or three cubicles, and it's like, you know, it's
like the shittest game of guess who.
Toilet, the smallest choice ever.
Did it come out solid? Yeah.
When you're like,
not Emily.
When you start in and obviously someone walks in, I do try and like hold it.
Oh, you're a clencher?
Yeah, I really am. And I think, it can choose my moments in the respect that, like, okay, so when they're closing the door, that's stage one. That's push one. Right?
My God, it's a military mission.
When they flush, that's stage two. When they leave and they're washing their hands,
the hairdryer,
stage three, and then dry their hands, stage four. I try and break it up because I don't think, but sometimes it catches me off guard. It's just like, and it's just straight out with me. I've got no time to retract it, so it's either I have to wait for them to leave or I have to take it in stages.
I go for the hand dryer moment.
Hand dryer moment.
The hand dryer. Loud noise. Go for it.
Yeah.
So, me being me and thinking everything's hilarious and getting it wrong all the time, is it bad that I sort of pretend to do those things and accidentally, on purpose, miss those slots? So, like, wait for the sort of like the hairdryer, and then as soon as it finishes, just go. Keep it out.
No, to make the person uncomfortable.
But yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but on the same thing as well, when I'm when I'm drying my hands, and then I know those things are going on, is a confession before they get the confessions going on. So I'm aware of these little, because men do the same thing. And I thought, man, you get the odd guy that just goes, oh, better out than in, like sort of caveman vibe. But most men tend to go, oh, let's pretend no one's shitting even though the door's locked. Right? Whether it's being polite or whether it's like social awkwardness, I don't know where it comes from, but I know it ends up. But one of the things I like to do is go through those stages and then delay them, overwash my hands, knowing that they're clenching. I'm a sod, right?
No.
Honestly. But the worst one is when you go, right, I'm just going to leave the door. And then you close the door and stay in the toilets, knowing they're about to sort of just go, well, thank God he's gone. And then you go, and cough. So you just know there's a, you know, there's a sliced alone cliffhanger film going on.
God's sake.
Is it just me? Am I, something wrong with me, isn't there?
I think I'm a nice person in the respect of, if it's not me on the other end of it and I'm washing my hands and I know someone in the toilet's struggling, right? I do this thing where I prolong my hand drying.
Oh my God.
To help them out.
You're such a la 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 la.
Yeah, like it's a normal thing. I'm trying to dry my hands even longer.
Yeah, no, I play the mental game.
I suppose it's different for men though, because like, you wouldn't like me unless you're a really uncomfortable, like, pisser. Like, I feel like
an uncomfortable pisser.
Explain that.
I feel like men will just use like the standy up things, whereas going into the
can't shit in a urinal.
Oh, that's the only other reason a man would go into a cubicle,
right? Okay,
so you'd know that they want to shit.
I don't know. Sometimes I treat myself to a sit down wee.
Oh, don't sit down.
Yeah, do you know, I got, oh, it's payday. I've had a muffin, take the pressure off your legs. you might let the odd fart slide into the pool. Like, oh, this is your day, Andrew. You fart and watch him wobble.
I like that a sit-down wee is a treat.
That was a good one.
I don't think I'm the only guy.
You're not the only guy. I don't actually watch something. It was a stand-up comedian show, and it was Jack Whitehall who said that he's a sit-down wee.
A sit-down wee? I'm all for that.
Sit-down wee.
Is there a stigma around men sitting down to wee?
Don't know, is there?
I don't know.
I haven't read the news chart.
Is it frowned upon for you to sit down?
I kind of feel like next time I have a treat and I sit down, right, I'm just going to get someone's head pop underneath the fucking thing and just go, shame!
Being like,
you amateur!
Is it more of a manly thing to do when you have a wee standing up, or if you just go at the cubicle and have a sit down wee, is that frowned upon?
There's so many stigmas. So here's another thing that I do, right, and I'm sorry for anyone I've ever done this next to, right? So there's a rule about when where you're standing at your urinal.
Right.
So if you walk in and someone stood at number one and there's four urinals, which one do you choose?
Three
or four.
Okay.
You get the furthest point away.
Right.
I like to stand at number two to make it
good.
Because it's the thing you're never supposed to talk about. And then it just all of a sudden that light gentle four it comes awkward, yeah.
Oh no.
I think it's me. I think.
You just thrive on other people's awkwardness.
Yeah.
No, because you know what it is? It's the things that nobody talks about. And if you just went, we're all having a piss, get over it. You could walk into number two and just be like, yeah. But I've had the same thing. I've had people embarrass me and people have just went, all right, and start conversations and stuff. And I'm like, I have to face forward and look at my own Johnson, thanks. Like, yeah, there's loads of stigmas, but that leads into like farting in relationships as well.
Yes. Yes.
As girls, yous must go home like bagpipes because yous do fart.
I do this from work. Honestly, my tummy is the fucking worst when I come home because I've probably held in like a fart all day. To the point where I'm absolutely fucking crippled and my tummy's killing me. I'm so bad for it.
I want someone to come and tickle you at work. Fucking ash cloud number two.
Honestly.
How long do you think you should leave it before you fart in front of somebody in a new relationship?
Not in the first 10 minutes, I guess.
I think this is a lengthy scale, but I would say 6 months.
6 months?
6 months.
6 months?
You're holding in a fart for 6 months?
Yeah. Because it's a really, you know what, right? It's funny because now I'm thinking about it. I got with my ex-boyfriend in like March and we went to London in like August, I think. And I don't think I was comfortable like go up the toilet in front of him. And I was dreading it because we had to share a room and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to actually go for like a number two in the same room as him. So yeah, I think like that's not long really.
Well, there's a guy I knew, right? And to test his relationship that was going to last, he used to introduce them to the bedroom ghost. And I don't know if you know what this is.
Oh.
So it's like a Dutch oven. But the difference is what you do, you lock them inside the quilt, you fart, and they end up going, trying to get out. And he called it the bedroom ghost. And if they could handle more than one bedroom ghost, they were a keeper.
Oh, I like it. Hey, it's torture.
It's going to happen though, isn't it? It normally happens. It'll be like the first sleepover and you'll think, oh my God, I've been so good. I haven't farted in front of him. How was your night's sleep? And he all night had like his fucking eyebrows raised all night because you've fucking let them out as you've relaxed.
You're all asleep when you're asleep.
The QE2's arrived.
You do that, to be fair. You know what? It's bad because mine came out. We were having like a tickle, like a fun fight, like an actual like play fight. And I think that was when I'd cracked it.
Cracked it.
That's from then, that day onwards, I don't think I stopped farting.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've got a great confession later on about farts.
But anyway, about the stigma thing, can we just clarify that all bodily functions are normal? That's why we're trying to break the stigma.
Yeah.
Yeah, just talk about it. Do you know what?
Everybody wheezes, everybody poos.
So anyone listening now who's yet to fart in front of their partner...
Do it.
They need to do it.
Just do it.
Make a laugh out of it. So obviously my dad, my dad's no longer here and stuff, but my dad used to do... He used to walk in front of us as kids, right? And as he was walking along, he used to sort of go, just under duck. Like there was just ducks laying everywhere. But it always used to sound like the perfect duck getting stunned.
Have you seen them games that couples play where it's like guess the fart, guess the tune?
No.
Seen it on TikTok. So basically, they'll go like, I'm going to fart. What do you think it's going to sound like? And then they're like...
I think I've seen something like that. Yes.
And then
the
other person will like imitate it and then he'll fart and it'll be like, oh my God.
They'll go like...
Yeah.
And it comes out like that and they'll go, how have you picked that? How have you picked Donald Duck coming out your ass today? Yeah.
I want to play that.
Not today, please.
Speaking of TikTok trends, I think that kind of leads us into what's trending. What's trending? What's trending? What's trending? What's trending? So, have you seen what is trending at the moment?
Whole world has seen what has been trending.
So, shall we say it together and see what happens?
3, 2, 1.
Hot two.
I love this girl.
Why was your voice deeper than mine there? You've done this before, Emily. Honestly, sit back and let the stories flow.
Pure facts, like she ain't lying.
The fact she's got a Nashville accent has already turned me on. Do you know what? I've got another thing from this, right? This woman has gone viral, right? She has, for me, all we heard about was COVID. right? You can't do this. Space. Wash your hands, all this.
Hands, fixed space.
Yeah. This woman has fixed COVID and officially caused COVID and went, you can spit on cocks now. It is done. Phlegm on, people. We are back in business, everyone. COVID is over. Thank you, Hawk Tour Girl. What's she called? Hayley Welch, I think she's called. Yeah. So thank you for ending COVID officially, Hayley. That's what I want to say.
Thank you for ending COVID.
The facts are facted. Like, literally, I've never heard something more true. Like, it's true. It's a good move.
It's a good move. I think all the spin-offs and the creativity from everyone on social media has been brilliant. I've seen a Mortal Kombat one where it was just like, Hawk Tour, finish him. Like, there's been some brilliant ones. I don't know which ones you have seen.
There's been a Titanic one. Rose is the original Hawk Tour girl.
Not on his teacher now.
Off the boat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, Cal, like, sort of grabs her and she goes, Hawk Tour, and gets away from him.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some brilliant ones.
Honestly, it's so good. I love the little remix that they've made on it as well.
Oh, honestly.
I've seen a video. Well, I've seen her TikTok and she said that her life has completely changed since just doing that, like, one thing. Like, it's just one comment.
Do you know what? I sit there and I think, like, you never know when your moment's going to be. And for me, she's got the right attitude on it as well.
Yeah.
And I'm so pleased for her because, like, there'll be people going, she's a bit of a skank talking about that type of stuff. She kind of, like, embraced it. She's quit her job. She didn't get, like, sacked or anything. She's quit her job to travel and make the most of this moment. And do you know what? Like, for whatever shame she might get from it, I don't know if you've seen anything, but I'm all for her. Like, fair play to her. Like, on whatever level, she's living her best life now. She's already been on stage with Zach Bryan, a country singer.
Oh, I've seen that.
Like, absolutely jealous already. I'll hawk to her for Zach Bryan. So, yeah, I don't know if you've seen anything on the negative front of it, but I'm all for her.
I mean, there's obviously going to be negative comments, isn't there? Like, everybody, you know, then people that, what are they called?
People.
No.
Oh, them
fuckers. What are they called? The people on, like, social media that hate everything.
Just people get offended of everything.
Keyboard warriors, though.
One. That's why we started this pod, to just enjoy stuff, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, they've obviously got something to say about it, haven't they?
I've seen a thing about her father. Her father is a pastor in the local
pastor. Of course he is.
He's quite a prominent southern pastor. And he says, this isn't the kind of attention we want for our family. And he's asking for privacy during this difficult time.
Difficult time.
Said, we hope she's spread the good word, not become a national laughing stock. But then she's unapologetic about it. I was just being myself. My dad's just jealous he isn't getting any. I love that quote. It's brilliant.
Oh, fair play to you, girl.
It's tough because innocence has died.
I mean, they're no joke. They're no joke down like the sort of south parts of like North America and stuff.
Very,
like,
much so.
He is going to be a serious sort of, like, religious man.
Yeah.
And she's just sat at the back of, like, his sermon again and just sort of going,
get in the sermon.
Unbelievable.
There's a point that I've seen and it says, no more Netflix and chill. We're talking about Hulu and tour.
Yeah.
As well to bring forth the nerd, because obviously I am a nerd. I've seen as well, people probably be familiar with the game Skyrim. There's these dragon shouts that you can use, and they give, like, a magic effect when they shout in dragon language, and someone's made a mod for that game where they've replaced the dragon language shouts with Hawk Tour sound effect instead. It's even spread to that.
Yeah.
I love all these, like, little things that people have made. Like, I've just seen another one saying, if she don't Hawk Tour, I don't want to talk her to her.
This is
what the internet's for, right? When something happens, and it'll be like straight away, it's like soon when I know we've just had the Euros and stuff like that, not to talk about football and, you know, keep it away from that, but soon as Scotland were knocked out, the amount of texts I got about the way Scotland were knocked out, and it'd be the same if England get beat,
yeah,
or if England win or whatever, because this is going to go out, you know, we're recording this the day before, so we don't know the results, so yeah, hopefully we do it, but there's all these types of things where as soon as something happens on the internet or someone dies, like, boom, the jokes are in, aren't they?
And you think,
bloody hell, the news was announced. And next, like, when Michael Jackson died, right, the jokes that went straight through your phone, you're like, how has that happened so quick?
It's like when the Titanic, like, that little sub went down. Like, don't get me wrong,
the
it
Titanic?
Was really bad.
I'm thinking back in 1912 when people were texting. Shit happened. Yeah.
Talking about that sub that went down like last year or whatever. And like then people made memes on it. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was really like sinister, but it was funny.
This is, yeah, you need to laugh in adverse things. And this girl for me is, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. And the fact that she's even gone against her dad, like, even better.
Smashed it. This is something that it relates to it. So it was, the question was how to drive a man crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In bed. So I want to ask you, right, what would drive you crazy as a man?
Oh, see, I was on about like how I was going to drive like a woman crazy, because I was just going to say I was going to, you know, be all seductive, tie her up, and then just go shopping and leave her. I don't know. It just depends on the mood, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that Friends thing with the 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah.
Seven,
there's a 2, 7, 7.
Yeah, yeah. I don't believe I have a set pattern. Maybe I do. I don't know. Yeah. What you're about, Andy, is just 1, 2, 1, 2, like.
1, 2, done.
Yes, what drive me? Just difference. I mean, that's me in general, though, isn't it? Like, if anything's samey, I get a bit annoyed. So, yeah, just mixing it up slightly.
Variation.
So, over the course of this pod, we've probably brought a lot of our own confessions into this.
Oh, yeah.
Especially me. I've brought
a very confession day.
A few stories, so... But why don't we hear from the people that have wrote in?
It is time for your deepest, darkest secret. Let me in if you dare.
Right, I have 2 confessions for you. Right, and I'm going to start with... Let me just get these on my phone. Where are we? Right, okay. I once convinced my friends to break into an abandoned building near our estate. Numerous ghost stories were told about said building, and we plucked up the courage to face the rumours. As we got deeper into the building and the darkness grew thicker, still no sign of haunted vision, until wham! My friend to this day claims she got punched in the face by a ghost. When in one of the darkest rooms I've ever known. Little does she know, the reason I convinced her to break in was so I could punch her without her knowing. She'd be annoying me a lot that week, and I had to let out my anger. We are still friends.
I love that so much.
That's devious, isn't it?
Wow, that's something else, that.
A haunted house, let's go and break in, and then bang. And to this day she thinks... Oh my God, a ghost hit me.
Got punched by a ghost.
She's probably been on the radio and everything. I got punched once. Oh, those magazines. Do you remember those magazines? I got punched in the face by
a
ghost. Yeah, get like 50 quid for your story and that.
Oh, I love that story. I like that they're still friends as well.
Obviously, it's keeping an on and stuff. So like, yeah, she doesn't know, does she?
Oh, I wonder if she listens to this. Then she'll know.
Risky.
So I am keeping it an on, but I can't imagine there's many of them hanging around Tesco.
How hard did that person hit her? But then how hard does she actually think a ghost can hit?
Don't know.
So many questions.
But the fact that she just went, oh my God, been hit by this ghost.
I love that story.
Love it.
I think that's amazing.
What would you do in that situation? Like,
well,
I use the type that would lure someone into a...
Feel like how much pent up energy did that person have to take
her
there to do
that? I mean,
they've
done a lot to piss them off,
haven't
they?
Because, like, how, like, you can't ever pull that again, can you? You can't be like, let's go back to that haunted house again and try
it's
that again.
It's Tuesday. Yeah. Welcome.
I would definitely have broken into a haunted house, though. I'm going to be honest.
You would have. Not for the reason of this.
I would have enjoyed...
When they type wham, you were getting something else, weren't you?
It's on your checklist, isn't it?
Yeah.
Graveyard, done. Church, done. Oh.
Club Tropicana dicks are free.
Oh, God.
It's your type of one.
I would have definitely enjoyed a little trip through a haunted house. I think that would have been fun. An abandoned haunted house. That would have been fun, that. It'd have been creepy and it'd be interesting.
Oh, do you know what we should do? We should do a Halloween episode.
Yes. I've already been thinking about this. I already thought about this whenever they said
unagi.
Hers.
Unagi.
Oh, unagi.
Yes, we should do a Halloween episode. That would be really fun.
Because I'll have to do that whole, because I'll be honest, what I do, you know when you watch like horror films and stuff, I do the whole man thing, like, I'm not even fucking bothered, but I'm going to stir me popcorn and pretend I find the best bit of popcorn. And, oh, there's a scary bit gone. See, I wasn't even scared. thought I'd be the type trying to brave it out, but then... It wasn't me. A bit like when I screamed at Shania, wasn't it? When I... It just sort of comes out. So, yeah. So, Halloween episode, I think, needs to happen.
Oh, definitely.
You know what we should do? Right, I know of a haunted house, right? That's really dark, right? Do you want to come along?
You're going to punch us in the first.
I'm trying to lure Emily just so I can, like... I was going to say fist you there, but that's a bit of a...
Not tonight.
wrong term of fist. Right, fisting. Right. Last confession, right? I want you to pay attention for this one, okay? It caught my attention. The subject is called Rough Puff Stuff. I loved it straight away. I loved it. The subject. If you can put fancy subjects, it will get my attention, okay? I went away for a dirty weekend with a guy I was interested in. After a fun day around drinking and spotting the local scenery, we were soon back at the hotel and going at it like two cats in a squabble. The local delicacies we sampled that day had started to take effect, and whilst biting sheets, I felt myself clenching at the other end as my stomach started to churn.
Can see where this is going.
I told you about it from earlier. I felt an award-winning gut buster brewing. I tried my best to hold it in, but my lover was in full motion, and it couldn't no longer as a love puff burst its banks and parted my cheeks like Moses once did, with my bush also burning through the action.
Look up!
A brief silence before my lover continuing and giggling to pound away at my rosy love box. I'm loving the wording. Showed that a burst of wind couldn't stop or embarrass us. At least the first one's now out the way. We've already organised the next dirty weekend.
You were just right on the dirtiness.
So, yeah. So, I mean, talk about breaking the stigma. She's trying to hold this award-winning fart in and had no choice but to just backfire. As she's been, obviously, I'm guessing, doggy, judging by biting the...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What would you do in that situation if you're trying to hold a fart in and you're getting frustrated away and you're thinking, oh, God, he's in a mission. I can't stop him. Emily T, I'm coming to you first, right? Come on. Have you ever had a moment like this? You don't have to say.
I've had worse happen to me.
Oh, no.
But that is for another time. Because
okay,
that's
right.
Too...
A confession for another day.
Yeah. But honestly, I feel this girl's pain so...
Not as much as she did, clearly.
Fucking hell, no.
He's a guy, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if I'm going to continue, if I'm going to go... I probably would make light heart of it. And I suppose as a guy, you're like, well, I haven't had my bit yet, so I'll just continue.
Would you just finish off?
Probably would, yeah.
They do.
But, finish off. But the problem is, like, would it go down if it's a fucking absolute stinker?
That is a good point,
It goes right up your nostrils. It's going to affect your flow, innit?
Yeah, if it stinks, then it's gonna be a bit off-putting, isn't
and
it?
She's obviously held it in. Yeah.
That's a good question. That so, I want to know if it stinks or not.
Yeah, I'll try and get a follow up on that. If you can message back in, if you can bottle it up for us and send it in, we'll.
No, wow. I don't want to open mail to like somebody's fart in a bottle.
Ever knew
this?
Oh what?
Oh
what?
Yeah, someone's asked you.
Oh yeah, someone asked me for a fart. Yeah.
Explain this situation.
Yeah, okay, so somebody that I know asked me to send a recording of a fart because he wanted to hear what it sounded like coming from my ass. Yeah.
What did he think it was going to be like? Coming out your cheeks.
Oh, God. I wish I farted like that. That would be make things much interesting, wouldn't it?
It's making me think of this girl bent over now in the Phantom of the Opera with the out. Now look around as it comes out. Sorry, go on. Anyway, back to your ass farts.
Yeah, this guy, he asked me for a recording of a fart. I don't know why exactly, but for some reason, farts turn him on.
I hope he charged it.
And he likes, I gave him what?
Why are you giving them away for free, Emily?
Because they're going to come out my ass anyway.
You made that. You wouldn't put on Etsy for free, would you?
She was talking about this at the start of the episode, how she just likes to give and things like that.
Yep.
Can we leave charity away from your shitbox?
Move the charity from my asshole. No, yes, for a record. It turns him on. He likes it when somebody sits on his face and farts, and he particularly enjoys it if they stink. He likes to
making me smell them.
Oh my god!
Not gonna lie.
I don't get this at all. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
There are some interesting kinks out there, isn't there?
Yeah. The first thing we need to learn is if it comes out the ash, you're gonna pay cash, right? That's the one thing. That's the one thing you need to learn. But yeah.
I mean, that's probably one of the weirdest things I've been asked for. I have been asked for a pair, someone to send a pair of soiled pants to them.
Wait, a pair of soiled pants?
Soiled.
She can only go out when it's bright.
Chargeable.
Met the wrong trousers. She's off. Kids kicked in. Soiled pants.
I love it. I love that.
Soiled pants.
Imagine trying to bring them into fashion. And my thighs look big in this. Coming in like fucking...
Wallace and Gromit.
Megatron.
I create my own electricity.
Dear God. Somebody actually offered me £200 for a pair of my soiled knickers.
Wow.
Yeah.
£200?
Yeah.
£200. That's a pretty fair price, you know. I wouldn't mind pissing myself for £200.
Pissing yourself for £200 is not bad.
Fuck me, I'll do it for £50. I'm broke as shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
no one's asking a guy for that, is it? It's a very female.
Yeah, girls are a little bit less weird, I think.
I don't know how I'd feel if some girl just was like, oh, give me some of them dirty boxes.
I don't know if girls are less weird or if they're just less inclined to ask somebody outright.
Yeah. They have to clean up their husband's dirty stuff on the floor anyway, so.
I'm sure that there's women out there with some of these weird kinks as well, but they just don't.
Hang on, dirty stuff on the floor?
Yeah, because women tend to clean up their men's, the husband's, shit that they've left around, isn't it? Like the clothes and stuff. So why would you go?
You made it seem like they were just doing that thing that dogs do where they wipe their ass cracks across the floor, getting up and they're just going, clean that.
Wow, I wouldn't be surprised.
I bet there's somebody out there who will have done that.
I'm going to try that when I go home.
I don't think that will go down.
Kick my head in. Just me and the dog together. You don't know which one it was.
Oh God.
So yeah, have you had any more requests, weird things to be sent in?
Feet.
No, feet. Because honestly, right?
Someone asked me for pictures of my feet.
I totally vouch for feet pictures, but I'm not me wanting them. I mean, I don't mind. I'm not saying I do as well, but I wouldn't mind selling my feet. Right, so my theory on this is, right, you've got OnlyFans, right? It's not that extreme. So OnlyFans, they see your body, they see your face, you can put a face to the body. Whereas feet, they're very quite distancing, nobody could tie me to my feet.
Except with a rope.
I could sell a picture of my feet and nobody would know mother. That they're my feet. So I think, why not make some money off the trotters?
I agree. I found myself, as you tell that story, staring at the bottom of your feet. I mean, I don't know how you've got grass stains on by being inside.
Without earlier, to be fair.
And I'm sat there and I'm thinking, would I pay for them?
I wouldn't even show you what they look like.
To be fair, I can't comment. I mean, look, unless someone's trying to bring Lord of the Rings back, those hairy toes there. Someone wants those hobbits on them. Even the fact that I've just put them on your cushion there, you might get them off there.
Get them off my fucking sofa.
So, yeah. Feet, I can kind of get away with. It's less intrusive, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
If you're going to make money off any part of your body, feet would be the way forward.
If I was going to Primark and having to get new knickers because they were on sale every fucking 5 minutes, then that's a bit something else, isn't it?
Yeah, you're out of pocket there, though, aren't you?
Out of pocket.
But, to be fair, in Primark, you can get knickers for £1. So,
they start requesting some fucking fancy shit.
How do you know they've wore them?
I guess you could smell it.
Pants.
I mean, this is the whole thing, the fart in the jar. I mean, it's going to get out, isn't it?
People smell, stink bombs, don't they? So what's to say you didn't capture a stink bomb and just put it in the jar and sell it?
Here's a... Because farts are free, stink bombs cost you money. Here's it. I think as well, this is something that kind of links in with that fart in a jar thing. My friend told me somebody at wherever she works, they had a box and one of the batches that they were producing, and they farted in the box and then sealed it up so that when the next shift came in and they opened it, they got I'll do it with it.
You know what, right? You know what I'm convinced of? People do that in the ham packaging factory. Do you ever get a fresh
ham?
Yeah. Obviously, you wouldn't know this, Emily, because you're a vegetarian. Just a vegan. But when you open a fresh packet of ham, it smells like someone's boffed in it.
Oh, God. I love that.
And I'm not the only person who thinks this. Clearly, everyone who opens a fresh packet of chicken or ham knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's got that much gas to get every little bit of meat packaged up. I mean, that's imagine that on the production line. Oh, can you stop packing chicken at that end? Gary can't blow. Oh, fucking hell. Come on, Gary. Have some eggs. Imagine that performance plan. You get to your appraisal.
That'd be interesting.
We're going to have to let you go, Gary. You just don't fart on command enough. Oh.
Oh, God. Oh,
we need to talk about, like, weirdest jobs or something.
Weirdest jobs.
Weirdest jobs, yeah.
That could be interesting.
I've already invented, like, someone's, like, there's a buffer at the end of the production line. I knew a guy once, right? Oh, they're all coming out today, right? Not me fart. But someone, the story to this is brilliant, and I admired his level. He went to go and be a pea pusher in Hull.
Pea pusher.
So do you know when so basically, right, they go down the production line, right, these peas, right, and then they obviously end up in the tins. But every now and again on the conveyor belt, they get stuck. So his job was to just go and push the peas away from the side.
That's so sad.
Right, I know, but, right, this guy, right, got the job because he turned up in the interview in a lime green suit because of his love for peas.
Oh.
And they hired him on the basis of that. Aww. I don't think he lasted there long.
Aww.
Yeah, but this was the story I got. But and yeah, he became a pea pusher and just loved these. Let's just move it away from the old.
I don't know how much you get paid generally.
I don't know. Do you get paid in peas? Pennies? No.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you do get paid in peas.
So yeah, maybe we can talk about sort of weirdest jobs and stuff like that.
That'd be good.
Yeah. I'll write that down for next time, but yeah. Right?
Well, on that note, thank you so much for listening to this month's episode. Please make sure that you keep sending in all your stories to us. Our email is samegenus@outlook.com. Our Twitter/X handle is @samegenuspod and Instagram @samegenusdifferentspecies. Thank you so much for listening. And you guys, say thank you, say bye.
Don't go fart on your lovers. That's all I've got to say, really. And, you know, keep your dildos away from your dogs.
Yeah, that's what we've learned. If anything we've learned today is to don't let your dog have a dildo.
And we're going to have a serious chat how everyone needs to start paying for your gushers.
Lovely. We'll see you again on the 1st of September. Bye.
Bye. Bye.